Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. I need to hear from you right now if you've ever found out something just jaw-dropping crazy about somebody in your hometown or somebody you grew up with. 877-971-4487. Call or text us. And the reason I bring this up is I had an experience that, I mean, I'm still a little bit shook from this whole scenario. And so what happened was I was looking at Netflix for something to watch. And I came to this documentary called Behind the Curve, right? Okay. And it's about people who believe that the earth is flat.
Damn, he dumb.
Right. And this is a real thing. And so I'm really? Like, I see it and I'm like, oh, clearly that looks interesting. It's about the flat earth movement. And I'm like, I got to find out what these people think and why they think the earth is flat. I feel like the...
Like, what's your evidence? Like,
right.
What are you...
Like, it's a conspiracy or whatever. Because the earth being round is something used to, like, call people dumb. We're like, yeah, you can tell me the earth isn't round, right? So I pull up this documentary. Just came out in 2018. And it opens on a beach. And mind you, I'm going into this thing thinking these people are morons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on a beach that looks a hell of a lot like my hometown, Whidbey Island, Washington, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I'm like, but this could be any beach in the Pacific Northwest. You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden, it zooms out and says Whidbey Island. I'm like, whoa, Whidbey Island. Now, Whidbey's pretty big. Then this dude walks into the shot. I know the guy. His name is Mark Sargent.
Mark.
His mother, Patty Sargent, was a teacher at my high school.
Wow.
And this dude graduated from South Whidbey High School like 5 years before me, and he is the head of the Flat Earth Army.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Like, for real. I had to rewind it like five times. I'm like, this is not Mark Sargent. What? I played basketball with his little brother.
When was the last time you've seen this guy? Like, do you see him when you go home or into him every once in a while? Or it's been, like, years?
It's been years.
Wow.
And so then I'm watching the movie, like, what in the hell? This guy believes the earth is flat. He brings out the model that he thinks. He literally thinks that it's a big, like, frisbee. And there's a pole at the North Pole that has, like, a rack with a sun and a moon that rotates.
Oh, my God.
And this guy... I'm wearing a Flat Earth Army hooded sweatshirt, by the way.
Like,
I didn't think it was real. I went to his website and I got a sweatshirt.
Did you buy it?
I bought merch. Yeah. Okay. I had to buy
merch. Oh, my gosh.
So, and not only is, like, he the Flat Earth... Like, he's a Flat Earther. He's, like, the celebrity Flat Earther. He has an international Flat Earth convention... Every year in Raleigh, North Carolina, 5,000 people were at it.
What?
There are people all over.
There are people that really think the earth is flat.
They think it's a flat, and it's because of the guy at my high school.
We got to get him on the show.
I know, I should call him up. Mark, we're recruiting for you. If you have something you found out about someone you grew up with, maybe not as shocking, I dare you to outdo me. You found out
that... Yeah, it's pretty good. You set the bar high.
Flat Earth Army's pretty strong. Call or text right now, 877-971-4487. It's from the 310. I found out years later, a guy I went to high school, elementary school with, had a dude buried under his house who would come over to sell a motorcycle.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So some aren't as funny as flat earthers. Some are sad. Madge, you grew up in New Jersey, so I can only imagine that you found out some things about people you went to high school with.
Some different things. But yeah, this was growing up in Jersey City in my early teens years ago. I already had my core group of friends, right? But we met a new friend named Desmond once. He started dating my friend's sister. And he'd hang out every now and then, like friendly, wholesome dude, just like any of us. But he disappeared for weeks at a time. And then years later, after hanging out, we found out that he was one of the most known street thugs in Jersey City. Like, really? We just see his graffiti over everywhere in Jersey City, on top of highways, and in New York City, too. And we had no idea. Before that, we just heard stories of him, like, fighting 10 dudes at once.
Jeez.
Like, he's been arrested, but he broke out of handcuffs. Like, to us, he was like a mythological creature.
Uh-huh.
but when we found out, we were like, yo, that's like, Twista. Let's not joke around
with
him
anymore. That's Twista.
That's really
his
him.
His name is on that bridge, dog. Don't make fun of him. Stephanie of Fullerton.
So,
similarly to you, on Netflix, I was switching through. I forget what the documentary is called, but I saw this girl's face that looked very familiar. And it's a documentary turning out to be following sex workers, like live cam girl sex workers. And the whole thing was following her, where she was leaving her husband to go on vacation to meet her second boyfriend for the first time.
Jeez. And you watched it on Netflix, and you're like, oh my God, I know this person.
And her face is like the cover of it, too. That's why I like was like, what the
fuck? You're also like, it's also like, wow, she's not very good at keeping that secret. Like, everyone knows your
not at all.
Your husband's going to be pissed when this comes out.
No, he knows. He knew the whole time. He's in the documentary, and he's supportive. He's like, go meet him.
Sometimes you watch things like that, and you're like, how do people get that weird? Like, that is a level of being okay with swingers and
this world's weird.
About go meet your online cam boy boyfriend in Australia.
That's insane.
Wow.
Well, thank you for calling in. That's up there with shocking flat earthers. Parker in North Hollywood, what did you find out about somebody you went to high school with that is maybe more shocking than me finding out that the leader of the Flat Earth Army went to my high school?
I might have one on you, man. So I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, the whole DC sniper thing that happened where that kid got like brainwashed by his stepdad and they went all up the East Coast, like, unfortunately, like shooting people from like their car. You guys remember that?
Yeah. It was people were terrified because it could happen in any major city. It was a huge manhunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found out that kid actually was in a class of mine in high school and lived in my hometown. And I had no idea.
No way.
Whoa.
You might have me there. Flat earthers don't hurt anybody. They're just dumb.
How'd you put it all together?
So I had already graduated by the time the story came out. My friends and I started talking and we realized that this quiet, unassuming kid, which is always the one, right, was John Lee Malvo. And we all remembered, we had him in our class.
In terms of shockingness, you got me there.
It just makes you wonder what makes kids like that, you know, susceptible to such influence.
No kidding. Well, man, thank you. That is shocking. Yeah. You beat me on Flat Earth right there, I'll tell you that much.
No problem. You guys have a great morning.
Damn.
I mean, it's insane the things that you find out the older you get. And I'm still very, very intrigued as to what Twist is up to.
I think he went away, yo, because we haven't heard from him for a while.
Oh, no. Twist to come back, bro.
Yeah, we miss you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.